Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, Atlanta. My name is Garrett Chapman, filling in for Mr. Dylan Matthews. This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thursday Night Football was last night. We'll talk a little bit about that throughout the show. We got a very big day here for you here on the show and on the station. World Cup is coming up, and I know that a lot of people are really excited about that. Plus, we've got a conference championship weekend. We have a Falcons football game up there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and we will do that all, discuss every bit of it here on the Hometown Take, or at least as much as we can. We only have an hour before we hand it off to the morning shift over there at the top of the hour. But good morning and welcome in. Shout out to everybody. I know that Dylan goes through all of the different people in the morning, and I can't remember everybody that he shouts out. So if you are an everyday listener, we appreciate you. You know who you are. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning. Happy Friday to everybody listening here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right. Who are the Falcons? What are the Falcons? What is going on with this team? I think that's the question that a lot of different people were asking about this team and this franchise just in general. They've struggled. They've had a very difficult season. I think that's easy to say. 4-8 on the season. Everything effectively slipping from your grasp. Got to be perfect the rest of the way if you want to maintain a winning record. Raise your hand if you think that that's going to happen. Nobody? Nobody? Oh, yeah. Well, it's not looking good. It's not looking good for these Atlanta Falcons. They have the Seattle Seahawks coming up on Sunday. A 9-3 football team. You know, another team who was hiring a head coach just 2 years ago. You know, they have a journeyman quarterback playing for them. Pretty good defense. Does a good job getting takeaways. What's the difference? Oh, shoot. They can move the ball on offense. Yeah, this is good. This is a really good team. Look, and I'm not trying to throw too much shade here at the Falcons. I understand their struggles. Everybody understands their struggles. We all know what the situation is. But look, at the end of the day, you got a game to go play on Sunday. You got to show up. You got to get ready to go. And these guys are professionals. They got to go out and do their thing. It's just a difficult situation here for the Falcons because this was supposed to be the year. This was supposed to be the year that they finally put some of these pieces together and they go make a postseason run. This was supposed to be the year, but it's not very painfully obvious to see. Instead, you're going to be eliminated from the postseason potentially on Sunday with 4 games to go. It's frustrating. It's very, very frustrating. But I'll tell you this. As frustrated as you might be, there's still plenty for this team to gain over the remainder of the season. May not be what we wanted at the beginning of the season. But look, we're adults. We got to adjust our expectations when we see that things are not going the way that we expected them to. We have to adjust our expectations. And that's just kind of where we are with this Falcons team. So that's effectively what I've been doing. That's how I've had to rationalize what's been going on with this team. Because, look, Michael Penix is on the shelf until probably at least August. He's gone. We're not going to see him develop. And that's frustrating. The guy who's starting at quarterback for you right now, probably not going to be the guy starting at quarterback for you come September. That's frustrating. I got a lot of questions about this team. I think they have a lot of questions about themselves. But what are these things that I'm looking forward to? Well, I like the front four on defense. It's really exciting what's going on. And I know you have too, the discourse on social media from people not around this franchise, talking about how the Falcons are fools for trading this future first for James Pierce. Oh my God, how could they ever do it? What are they thinking? Well, he's been a catalyst for one of the NFL's best pass rushes. Yes, you heard that right. One of the NFL's best pass rushes. That's what they've been this year. And the catalyst has been that guy that they traded up for in the first round of last spring's draft. And the thing is, a lot of people are fascinated with the idea. And look, it might turn into a top 10 pick. I don't think it's going to ever get up into the top five. There are way too many much worse football teams than the Atlanta Falcons. Let's be very real about that. And they might stumble their way into two or three wins down the stretch. Who knows? There's still a lot of games left to be played. Might end up just being a 15th overall pick. Who knows? I do know that if it ends up being in that middle rounds, I think they'll be more than happy to have given that up. But everybody who points to this and says, what's going on with the Falcons? And what's up with this? You get your questions answered. And everyone's so fascinated with this mystery box of what that pick could have been. I deal in reality. And the reality is James Pierce Jr. has answered a question that has plagued this franchise for 15 to 20 years. You can probably go back further than that. This team needed a pass rusher. They got two. And I want you to hear from the defensive coordinator, Jeff Ulbrich. He had this to say earlier in the week. Jaylen Walker, James Pierce. These guys are so unique in where they are in their development right now. It is so abnormal that we have two young players under the age of 24 who are doing exactly what they are doing right now. Take a listen to the Falcons defensive coordinator.
You know, it's very unique because, you know, like I've said this before, pass rush is art, you know, and it takes so much time and to really find out who you are as a rusher in this league. And for them to have the success they've had so early is it's exciting because they're just scratching the surface, both of them. You know, with James is a guy that's played that position for the vast majority of his life. And obviously he did it at Tennessee. Where Jaywalk, you know, this is still new to him, you know, being primarily at one spot like he is. So both of them just have so much potential. And they're guys that you're confident are going to realize their potential because they're willing to work and they're willing to be challenged and developed.
Yeah, what do these guys have in common? Well, they're tied atop the leaderboard for sacks. That's pretty darn good, wouldn't you say? I know that before the season got started, I know a lot of us here on the station were talking about what expectations would be. What would it take to go get a defensive rookie of the year type of candidacy? I don't know. 8 sacks? They're well on their way. James Pierce Jr. is 4.5 sacks in his last 4 games, folks. Jaylen Walker missed, 3-4 games? He has 5 sacks, guys. Like, what are we doing here? Anybody who's going back to that draft pick and thinking about shoulda, woulda, and coulda, you're doing yourself a disservice. Because this team found an answer. And I'll ask you this. If you don't trade that pick to go get James Pierce, what position are you likely going after in the draft this year? I would challenge you might be looking at an edge rusher. That's where this franchise has been. That's what they've needed. You figured it out. If anybody says anything to you about a future draft pick, hit them with that. That's all you got to do. It is that simple. The Falcons had a problem. They fixed it. Done. And not only was it a problem, it was a problem that had affected them, plagued them, the doom of this franchise for a decade. So I don't want to hear anybody from New York, from Chicago, from Dallas. I don't want to hear it, much less any of those folks from New Orleans or Carolina or Tampa. I don't want to hear it because the Falcons had a problem and they fixed it. I will say, though, if it turns into a top 10 pick, it'll be pretty expensive. But that's a price I'm willing to pay to fix a problem that has plagued this franchise for forever. So I don't want to hear it from those folks. I just don't want to hear it. It doesn't matter to me because the Falcons had a problem and they figured it out. They do have other positions of need. They do. And that's what makes next year so interesting, or specifically the offseason, because that's effectively where my mind is going. We have 5 games to play. So I'm treating this as a bit of an audition. What does the wide receiver room look like? I think that's going to be a position of need coming into the offseason. You're not going to have a first-round pick, like we've talked about for the last 7 minutes. You're not going to have a first-round pick. You can find something a little deeper in the draft. I think that's plausible. You probably need an offensive tackle. I think that's pretty well thought out. Jake Matthews isn't going to be here forever. You can probably wait another year, roll the dice on it. Caleb McGarry is going to be coming back next fall. He should be back full strength, ready to go. You might be able to delay that another year. Cornerback might be another need that you need to figure out. You haven't drafted a corner in the first round, by the way. I don't think you've drafted a corner in the top 3 rounds since you drafted A.J. Terrell. It's been a little while. So you have some needs. You have some positions where you need to figure some stuff out. But I've talked about edge rusher. The other position that I'm really, really excited about, that interior defensive line. That's one of those things. The two things that have plagued this franchise for a very long time, I mentioned the pass rush, but that interior defensive line has also been pretty bad. Grady Jarrett was able to cover up a lot of the problems that they had in the middle. Not quite to the level of bad that the pass rush had been. But, I mean, you go back to the Babineau years, it's been a while for this team that they've had a consistent interior. And Brandon Dorlus and Rook Aurora, those two guys, they are just as exciting to me as what Jalen Walker and James Pierce are, because they're also just as young. That's the front four. That's what gets me excited about this team moving forward, because that's a shifting identity in Atlanta. This may just not be a team who leans on its offensive identity anymore. And that might just have to be okay, because you have an interesting team. The way that this team sets up in 2026, it's not going to be that high-flying, explosive team that we expected to see at the beginning of the season. And that's frustrating. I get that fact. But you got some dudes, man. You got some dudes on this defense. And if you get a full season of a Divine Diablo, go bring back Caden Ellis, see what he can do, or maybe you figure something else out at the linebacker spot. You're going to have somebody else because Troy Anderson's not going to be here. Maybe find a third linebacker that can come in here and kind of provide some depth at that position. You're set at safety. I'm okay with the cornerback room as it's set right now. Just get some other guys and get some reinforcements in there and see what you could do. This defense is probably going to be the thing that this franchise leans on over the next couple of years. And that's okay, because you have a dynamic rushing attack. Just need some more efficient play calling. Let's just put it that way. And you'll see what you could do on offense. But this is just a team with a shifting identity. We're just not used to it here in Atlanta, because that's not what we've had. All right. That's my spiel on the Atlanta Falcons and what I'm looking forward to through the rest of the season. When we get back, we got some headlines. We got to go through some stuff. We got a World Cup draw today. We got conference championship weekend. I'm your host of College Football Game Time. We'll talk about that and a little bit more when we get back. Plus Hawks Nuggets. Anybody talking about that? That's going to be a great game tonight. The Joker. How about that? They're going to be coming to Atlanta. This is the Hometown Take. My name is Garrett Chapman, filling in for Dylan Matthews. We got 2 segments to go right here. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back in. Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Big show here today. World Cup draw coming up later on today. I know Andy and Randy, they're going to be out there at Fideau. Make sure you go check that out. It's going to be a lot of fun. There is a tent. Don't worry. I know the weather's not great, not awesome, but I know there is a lot of exciting stuff going on here in the beautiful city of Atlanta. We got a lot going on, man. Let me tell you what. Just announced that World Cup warm-ups, they're going to be coming here to Atlanta the end of March. I think the tickets for that go on sale today, if I'm not mistaken. That's going to be a lot of fun. I know Belgium's coming here. Portugal's coming here. Cristiano Ronaldo. That's going to be a great time. I'm very excited about that one. Belgium, don't sleep on them either. That's a really good team. Those are two contenders there for a World Cup when we get there in the summertime. And, I mean, there's a lot going on in this city. It's going to be a great time in the summer. I am so unbelievably excited about what's coming down the track here. But we got a lot to discuss here. This is the Hometown Take. We're going to jump into some of those headlines. I know they crossed the sports world here in the beautiful city of Atlanta. Let's start here with the Atlanta Hawks. This is an interesting spot here. You got the Joker coming to town. You've got... Oh, excuse me. They're out in Denver. So that game's going to be starting off at... that is tonight. I'm looking at the wrong game. So that game starts at 7:30. Tonight here on Sports Radio 92.9, the game pregame is at 7 o'clock. You got the Joker coming to town. Jalen Johnson was scratched at the last second, the last time that we saw the Hawks. And this team doesn't look the same when he's not playing. They don't really look the same. And that's fair, because now you're down to probably your top two scoring options. And this team just can't sustain that. I don't think any team in the NBA can really sustain not having their top two scorers. And I know that Trae Young hopefully will be getting him back here eventually. I don't know what the actual prognosis is for Trae Young at this point, but I think the important thing is that he gets back sooner rather than later, because there have been a lot of haters coming out of the woodwork recently. I've seen a lot of it. And the fact that there are actually people out there who think that the Atlanta Hawks are better off without Trae Young, it's crazy to me. It's crazy because we talked about James Pierce in the last segment. You have a franchise, a club who has been clamoring for one thing for so long, and then they finally get him and then they don't want him anymore. It's crazy. I don't get it. I do not get it. This team for so long, they were a playoff team. They were a good basketball team. And the thing that you were always talking about when you got to the postseason is they are just needing a star. They just need a star. Well, you got a star. His name's Trae Young. He plays for the Atlanta Hawks. And you have a chance to re-sign him. He didn't do it. Got an audition. And now instead of the audition for Trae Young coming for his next contract, instead, you get an audition for all the other guys on the roster, and to this point, the sample size is pretty good. You know what we have seen from this team has been pretty good, and it's especially good when you consider what they've been doing it and who they've been doing it against. They got some good wins. They went toe for toe with a Pistons team who, I mean, debatably has been the best team in the Eastern Conference. Hawks are right there. They're sitting at 13-10 without their best player. I say that's pretty darn good. But the thing is, people are saying that this team is better off without Trae. I do not understand that fact. So I think that especially once we get to the postseason, that's a spot where you're really going to need this guy. That's a spot where he's going to come in clutch, man, because you need somebody who can manufacture offense. That's one of the most glaring things about this Hawks team right now is that they live in transition. They live in transition. And when you get to a team, especially when it slows down when we get to April, May, June, that's God willing they play in June. But once you get to that level, offense is going to slow down. It's going to come crashing to a halt. And that's when you need a guy like Trae who can manufacture offense. So that's where I get to the this conversation topic of what does this Hawks team look like without Trae Young moving forward? Well, I don't think it's very good. You can sustain in December. But when you get to the home stretch of the season, when you get to the postseason, which I expect this team to be playing in the postseason, that is a bridge that you're going to have to cross. But tonight, you got the 15-6 Denver Nuggets coming to State Farm Arena. That game's going to be a lot of fun. That game's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very much looking forward to that one. But unfortunately, I won't be able to watch it because I'm going to be covering high school football tonight. And you got some great matchups there. And I do want to give a quick shout-out to all of our teams who are playing this evening. I'm going to be out there at Carrollton High School. They've got North Gwinnett. And I know that that's going to be really, really an interesting one. These are two contenders. These are two teams who are ranked in, the top 50 in the country. I mean, all of 6A. In the state of Georgia is going to be absolutely nuts. The level of competition that exists in the playoffs right now, like these teams are absolutely bonkers. It's Carrollton and North Gwinnett. It's Valdosta, which if you're not paying attention to Valdosta, which I'm sure most people aren't, Valdosta is an absurdly good team right now. They're playing Buford. I know our good folks are probably already in the car heading down there to Valdosta for that semifinal matchup. And then, of course, you go out to 5A, where you got all the drama going on with Gainesville High School and their delayed kickoff with Langston Hughes. Well, that's going to be happening tonight. And you're going to be able to tune in to that on, I think it's Georgia Public Broadcasting tonight. So if you want to watch some high school football, that's a good spot to go do that. But we'll be talking about all that here on the station tonight. It is the High School Scoreboard Show that's going to be your home of that after Hawks basketball finishes up. Thomas County Central, you got Roswell. They're going to be in the car heading down there. Rome is going to play the winner of Langston Hughes and Gainesville. I mean, this is crazy. 4A and up, I will say, it is a wild race about who's going to be finishing on top in Georgia high school football. But we got some other stuff here that I do want to jump into. And mostly it is, conference championship weekend. We have a massive slate of games starting tonight, actually. Do not forget, lest we forget, there is some football tonight. It is the Sun Belt Championship here. My Georgia Southern Eagles are not going to be playing in this one, but you will be getting Troy and James Madison. James Madison, of course, they just lost their head coach. He's off to UCLA, one of the hottest names, supposedly interested in Penn State at one point. Who's going to be the head coach of Penn State, folks? I have no idea what's going on there. It's a brutal situation up there for our friends up there in Happy Valley. But no, that game is tonight. James Madison and Troy tonight on ESPN at 7 o'clock. Kennesaw State. Hoo-dee-hoo. Kennesaw State and Jacksonville State. That's going to be a rematch. That's also tonight at 7 o'clock. CBS Sports Network. Winner of that one wins the Conference USA. How about those Kennesaw State Owls, man? They've had a great season. What a great season they have had. 10-2 on the year. One of those losses to Wake Forest. It was like 10-9 or something early in the season. I believe you also lost to this Jacksonville State team. So you get a chance for some revenge and potentially bag a conference championship in the process. Mountain West Conference, UNLV, and Boise State. That's a sleepy good matchup here tonight. Sneaky good. Tonight at 8 o'clock on Fox. But one of the big ones here, it's North Texas and Tulane. That's tonight at 8 o'clock on ABC. Number 24, North Texas. Number 20, Tulane. They're playing for a chance to go to the college football playoff. I know a lot of people have talked about these group of five teams, maybe or maybe not deserving a spot in a college football playoff. But these two teams have been right there with a lot of the best teams in, well, maybe not the best teams in college football. I'll reserve the conversation about whether or not a group of five team deserves to be in that conversation. But as of right now, it's the format that we have, and it's the format that we're going to go with. But I mean, this should be a very exciting game. Of course, these are another pair of teams who've lost their head coach. John Summerall is off to, Eric Morris, I believe, is off to Oklahoma State, and then John Summerall is off to Florida. Speaking of which, Florida just stole Buster Faulkner from Georgia Tech. Lots of movement going around. But then you get the MAC conference, Miami of Ohio, Western Michigan at noon tomorrow. Look, it is what it is. But let's go to the Big 12. BYU at Texas Tech. That starts at noon tomorrow. Is BYU deserving if they lose? Are they deserving? I would say yes. I say they absolutely deserve to be in that conversation. I'd say they're a better team than they were last year. They're sitting at 11-1. They're playing in a conference championship. And if they lose a tight game, it's a tough spot for them to be in. It's Georgia and it's Alabama at 4 o'clock on ABC. Speaking of a team who is sitting at 10-2 and above that BYU team, Alabama, that's a team who I feel like has already punched their ticket. They feel pretty safe, barring an absolute collapse. An absolute collapse, which I don't think is going to happen. Those Georgia-Alabama games, man. I know there are so many Georgia people out there. The moment they announced it's Alabama, so many people were rolling their eyes and just saying, oh, not them again. I know I was one of them. Those games are always classic, though. I know for everybody who sat out there and said, ugh, we got to watch these two teams play again. I don't know why you would say that. Those games are always played at a very high level, and the margin of victory is always like 3 points, and it's going to come down to some unbelievable moment. Whichever team makes that big play, it's going to be the team. It just seems like it's always been Alabama. The ACC, it's Duke and it's Virginia. You talk about a team who could absolutely upset the apple cart. The Duke Blue Devils, they have a chance to take home an ACC championship. And if they do that, God help us. Because then we might get the ACC left out entirely. I know people kind of joked about the idea. I will tell you what. If James Madison wins the Sun Belt Championship, they're sitting up there at 25. I mentioned them to start this conference championship discussion. If James Madison wins and Duke wins, do not be surprised. Do not be surprised if the ACC is left out entirely. God help us if that happens. But they play Virginia 8 o'clock on ABC. How about the just wahoo-wah, man? Go figure that out. Come on, Virginia. All right, Big Ten. It's Ohio State and it's Indiana. It's 8 o'clock on Fox. That game's going to be absolutely nuts. The least hyped up 1-2 that I can ever remember. The least hyped up 1-2 that I can ever remember. These are two elite offenses. One elite defense, one pretty good defense. I mean, look, this is a massive matchup. And I think that this is more a game of pecking order of who's going to be the number one overall seed of, you know, who might win the Heisman Trophy when it's all said and done. I don't think Julian Sain belongs in that conversation personally. That's my opinion. But Fernando Mendoza absolutely has an opportunity to show why he belongs at the top of that list. This is by far the best team he's played. This is the best team that Ohio State has played. And it's a damn shame that in the Big Ten Conference, you only get one or two of these games every single year. But this is a doozy. This should be a great game, and I'm excited for this one. All right, when we get back, I'm going to get into a little bit more of some Falcons-Seahawks. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the NFL and what we got coming up. But it's a hometown take. We're going to do it all here on the other side, right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Good morning. Welcome back in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hometown take. Garrett Chapman filling in for Dylan Matthews. Final segment here on the show. It's a big weekend coming up. I am very excited about that. I know this SEC championship game, I didn't have enough time to go too deep into it here in the last segment, but let me tell you what, man, this game is going to be so much fun. I am pumped for that. 4 o'clock over there at the Benz, man. I know a lot of people have had some conversation about what that game really means. And for me, it still means something. I know several folks have asked me if like Georgia doesn't care or if Alabama doesn't care. Let me tell you what, they care. They absolutely care. They absolutely care about what this game is going to be. Right? Because bragging rights really matter, especially in this sport. And if you get to say that, I mean, Georgia's been to 5 straight SEC championship games. And if you think that that doesn't matter, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. because it is something that they use for to build the program. They use it in recruiting. They use it to tell folks that, hey, this is the top dog in the best conference in college football. And to win the SEC, that matters a lot. It matters a great deal, right? And I guarantee you that's the message from the coaches to the players. That's the message from, and that should be the message from fans to other fans. This game matters. And when people are in their stands living and breathing and dying on every single snap of the game, they'll have a hard time telling you that it doesn't really matter. Now, I can't speak for the Big Ten. I can't speak for the Big 12. I can't speak for any of these other conferences. I just know that the SEC, I know people are going to roll their eyes. It really does just mean a little bit more. It really does. Winning the SEC is winning the best conference in college football. That matters. All right. The other game that's happening up there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, 24 hours later. I mean, it's really not even 24 hours later. I mean, it is unbelievably impressive what they're able to do, how they turn that stadium over. They go from the SEC championship, they pick up all the logo and all the imaging on the field, and then they just flip it around and then they toss it out. They go put on all the Falcon stuff. And look, it's going to be an interesting game. And there are a million different reasons why it's going to be interesting. But the biggest one of all, obviously, is the fact that the Falcons have a chance to get back on the winning side of things. God, did they need it. Man, they need it. A win for the Falcons would mean absolutely everything for this team. I understand that they're not going to the postseason. That's just not happening. You lose one game, and it's all over. You lose one game, and it's completely over. But, look, they still theoretically, mathematically, they have a chance to go above 500 for the first time in 7 years. Again, I don't think it's going to happen, but it starts on Sunday. It starts on Sunday, and I still think that we talked about it in the opening segment. There's still plenty for this team to gain over the next couple of weeks. You get to see some growth and continued development from your defensive line, from your pass rush. You have a chance for two rookies to go audition for a rookie of the year. I mean, the guy up in Cleveland has a pretty commanding lead right now, but that you have 5 weeks of football left. You have 5 weeks of football. You go out and go make an impact. Who knows what actually is going to happen down the stretch. But I do want to get to this here. The way that this Seahawks team is able to attack the Falcons defense. Here, let's go to the cut here for Jeff Ulbrich and how Sam Darnold is the perfect quarterback for the Kubiak system. You got that? All right, let's play that.
He is coming into his own now, and he is becoming one of these top-flight quarterbacks. I played him last year in London when he was with Minnesota, and I didn't recognize the young man. You know, he is really finding himself. He has unbelievable confidence. He's got mobility. He's got accuracy. He's become a very good decision maker. So. He's the perfect guy to run this offense. You know, he really reminds me of the Kubiaks of old, the Shanahans of old, where you had these guys that were elite problem solvers and processors, but at the same time, very good athletes too. That, you know, obviously the keeper game, the boot game comes alive, but also his ability to play off schedule. You know,
I mean, this is an interesting task here for this Atlanta Falcons team. It's very interesting here with Sam Darnold because eventually he turns into a pumpkin, right? I mean, that's the theme that we've seen from him. That's been the consistent thing from Sam Darnold. And he's had a great season. I mean, he's been strong. But I will tell you this. I teased a stat that's going to be make or break here for the Falcons. And it comes down to Sam Darnold. It is that simple. And it's not because of what I people remember him as. It's not that. It's not the fact that, I mean, you saw him wilt down the stretch in Minnesota. It's not because of what you saw in New York or Carolina or any of these other spots. He's having a good season. Let's talk about this season. This year, when the Falcons, or not the Falcons, when the Seahawks turn the ball over two or more times, they're 4-3. Still pretty good. Admittedly, you turn the ball over twice, you're likely losing the turnover margin or turnover battle, and you're still finding a way to win games more often than not. But they're 4-3. All three of their losses this season have come when they've turned the ball over. When they don't turn the ball over, 5-0. Or even if they just turn the ball over once, They're 5-0. It's that simple, folks. You got to force some turnovers. And the beautiful thing is, they've turned the ball over 2 or more times, 7 times. They have a couple games this year that they've turned the ball over 7 or 4 times. It's a lot. They are willing and able to give the ball away. 11 fumbles, 11 interceptions, 10 of those coming from Sam Darnold. And you know the beautiful thing about where this Falcons team is right now and the way that they're playing football? That's a tough defense. That's a good passer rush. They're 3rd in the NFL in sacks right now. Seahawks don't give up a lot of sacks. I think they're 31st in the NFL in sacks given up. But at the end of the day, they can come in bunches. Falcons are playing at home. That's got to mean something. Playing on that turf. You get after them. And look, that's a spot where I think the Falcons really have an opportunity to shine. That's a spot where I think that they can go ahead and steal this game. Because this is a really, really good Seattle offense. They got some dynamic playmakers. Charbonnet and Walker in that backfield. You got, don't forget, Rashid Shaheed. I mean, that's an old friend of ours from New Orleans. Cooper Kupp. And Jackson Smith and Jigba. My God. What he's been able to do this year. If you have him in fantasy football, I know that you're firmly aware of what he's been able to do this year. He got held down last week against Minnesota, but I think that was more just a product of them just really doing everything they could to take him away and that vertical passing game. And they did it effectively, but they still lost by, 26-0 or something. Yeesh. But this is an offense, though, that it's got a unique blend. Take a listen to Jeff Ulbrich and the way that he discussed this team.
Offensively, these guys are an absolute problem right now. They're number one in a lot of statistical categories. They're explosive. They can beat you in every way. You know, the pass game, it's gone to a whole nother space. Played them last year, and just the cohesion of Sam Darnold and obviously bringing Kubiak and all the things that they're doing. He just has so many weapons there. You know, when you got that unique pairing of really elite scheme and talent, you see special things occur, and you're starting to see it there.
Yeah, and this is a team who the Falcons need a win. Falcons need a win, but the Seahawks need a win too. You know, this is a very competitive NFC this year, especially out there in the NFC West. Got a lot of 9-3 teams. And they see this Falcons team, and they come in here licking their chops. They've lost 6 of the last 7 games. Falcons are on their backup quarterback, maybe without Drake London. His status is still up in the air. He hasn't practiced at all this week so far. And Brandon Dorlett's also another guy who has not practiced this week. Team needs to come out and be just effective, efficient. Something from Kirk is the fact that he wasn't throwing the ball down the field very effectively. You might have to in this game, especially if you go down early. That's the biggest thing here. You got to be able to run the ball effectively against a defense that only allows 88 yards on the ground per game. That's tough. But what I see potentially here from the Falcons is using a Bijan Robinson as the extension from the running game. Maybe a quick screen game, hit him on the outside, get him out in space, and see what he can do. That's where he makes his magic, because I will tell you this, as good as they are at stopping the run with that really good front and getting that pass rush in there, they're 4th in sacks, they allow a lot of yards after the catch. A lot of yards after the catch. And that's a spot that I think that Bijan Robinson, a Kyle Pitts potentially, these guys can get out there and have a good game. And I think that's going to be the biggest thing here from the Falcons. Just hold on to the ball and, for the love of God, convert some 3rd downs. Please, please, God willing, convert some 3rd downs. If you do that, keep your offense out on there on the field. Keep that explosive offense from Seattle on the sideline. I think that's going to spell good things. All right, big thank you here. Big show here. Always fun to come in here and fill in for Dylan. Big thank you to everyone who listened in here. Make sure to check it out on the Odyssey app. If you missed any of the show, go back and check it out. Hit the rewind button. You can check it out all there. Make sure to download that Odyssey app. But when we get back, it's the morning shift. I'm going to hand it over to those good folks. They're up there at Publix in Smyrna. So if you're up there in that area, make sure to stop on by. Tell them we said hi. My name is Garrett Chapman. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You've been listening to The Hometown Take. Have a fantastic Friday, or as Dylan would say, a fright-yay. Be good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.